You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The NHL draft is tonight, Tony. I can't wait to watch. Tony Kornheiser, past the first pick? Really? You're going to watch the rest of the picks? Really?
You mean there are more picks? We don't just stop after? So, and with the first pick, the Chicago Blackhawks select Connor Bedard. Then I go
so they're
to
not
Law
trading.
And Order or FBI, either
right.
one.
They're not trading it like the Bears traded it. They're not going to do that.
No, no, no.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
You can't trade Connor Bedard.
Not trading.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NFL will reportedly suspend more players for gambling. Baseball ponders a shorter regular season, and Novak Djokovic is not the men's top seed at Wimbledon. But we begin today with Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani pitched 6 1/3 innings last night against the White Sox. He struck out 10, gave up one earn before leaving the mound with a cracked fingernail on his pitching hand. Ohtani stayed in the lineup as the Angels DH and then hit the second of his two home runs as the Angels won 4-2. Wilbon, what are we looking at here?
We're looking, Tony, at something that's so amazing. And I looked at it last night. I mean, I actually watched a chunk of it, and I got to see the second Ohtani home run live against the White Sox, and it's amazing. You know, I like that baseball and a lot of its material, its literature, has comps. Because let's face it, baseball is the sport, I think, more than any other where you look back over 140 years, you say, this guy reminds Ricky Henderson. Ty Cobb is the comp.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, for Ohtani, there's only one comp. There's only one comp ever. George Herman Ruth. Babe Ruth. That's it. Because Babe Ruth, who won 91 games, Shohei's not there yet. He's in the 30s. And he started about fewer than half as many games as Ruth. But in terms of these home runs now, Tony, the power that's coming. And I know he hasn't hit 300 yet, but he's at 300 now. And so when you get this combination of arm and power, it's amazing. It's historic. It's Babe F. Ruth. And that excites me because I'm old enough to embrace history and care about it, not say, that happened before I was born, like a whining little millennial. This is so exciting to see Ohtani in this space and compared to one other dude ever.
So this is interesting to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to remember, Mike, there was a period of time when Ohtani was coming up and we would talk about him, and you were of the position that it was not sustainable to be a pitcher and an everyday player.
That's right. You said, no.
He's got to go out there and he's got to be an everyday player. Well, obviously, he's done very well. I mean, first word that would come to mind is remarkable. I will say this. I believe we're in the middle of a 5 or 6 year run in which Shohei Ohtani is going to win 5 or so MVPs. And the only MVP he's not going to get is because Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs. It is remarkable. Nobody has had this prolonged pitching and hitting at the same time. Nobody ever. They haven't had it. He leads the majors, Mike, in home runs and all the power production numbers. Home runs, RBI, extra base hits, slugging percentage, and he's 7-3 with a 3.04 ERA. And his opposing batting average, 180, makes him the best pitcher in the majors in terms of that. So he's a revolution. He is.
He is. I'm never going to say never because Ruth, in 1919, led the league in home runs, led all of baseball in home runs, and I think led the league in earned run average. It has happened before. I get crazy when people, usually under 40, say, this has never happened. It has happened. Babe Ruth,
again. Hasn't been prolonged.
Their winning percentages, it was. Because Ruth started a bunch of games from 1915 to like 1914 to 1919. And Ruth's winning percentage and Ohtani's winning percentage are the same, essentially. 671 and 673, I forget which is which. Ohtani's might be 200th higher. But it's been done. George Herman Babe Ruth. It has been done one other time. And guess what? If you're in that company,
And I agree with all that. But Ruth gave up pitching. He went to the Yankees. He gave up pitching.
Yeah, after he this won guy's 91 going games, the distance. 94 games.
This guy still is pitching. Going the distance.
Still pitching. Yeah, but he's won about as third as many games as Ruth right now. He's got a ways to go.
So, 25. You know,
yes, you're right. I was skeptical at the beginning. I was. I admit to it.
I know.
It's great to watch. My Cubbies spent last weekend playing the Cardinals in London. Boo! And baseball wants to play more series abroad. Commissioner Rob Manfred tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Major League Baseball could open up even more windows of international opportunity by reducing the schedule from 162 games back to 154, where it was prior to 1961, for nearly 60 years. Tony, would reducing the schedule by 8 games to make room for more overseas games make sense to you for baseball?
All right, so I'm not going to get into a debate here about these international games, which I like. I believe that baseball and football are exportable to a limited degree. I am never going to say there should be franchises in South America or Asia or Europe. Right. I'm not going to say that.
I hear you.
But people turn out for these games in baseball and football, and people like them.
Brief.
Now, I'm fine with going from 162 to 154. I'm fine. There's no magic in 162. It was 154 for a long time. I'm old enough to remember 154. I believe the reason they expanded the schedule is because both leagues were going to go from 8 teams to 10 teams, and it was easier to accommodate a schedule on that. But let's understand something here, kids. Babe Ruth played at 154. Ty Cobb played at 154. Cy Young played at 154. Jackie Robinson played at 154. In fact, there was a thought that some of the records were cheapened when they went to 162,
they
had the asterisk, asterisk debate on Roger Maris. So if you want to go to 154, you got me with you. It's good.
Me too, Tony. And I'm going to debate the international part of this for a second. Because unlike football's, which is just totally a let's find a new revenue stream and phony marketing junk, baseball does have international appeal. Pro football, or as they call it in the places that I visit in the summer, American gridiron, they go see one or two games. That is not sustainable because they wouldn't go for a whole season because they got their national pastime. It's called soccer in Europe. So forget Europe. You want to go to Central America. You want to go to Asia. You want baseball to go places where there is appeal already, where they have Major League Baseball of their own and export great stars and also attract aging American stars. Do it. Yes, I love that idea. 154 and play it. Can you play some games in Cuba? Remember when you and I used to get to see those great Cuban teams and players we never saw
in the Olympics,
against Major League Baseball? How fun was that, Tom?
Here.
It was
baseball
great.
Baseball is a spring and summer and early fall sport. We don't want it in November. I like the playoffs the way they are. If you cut to 154, we're out of here in October. And that's fine. That's fine. We move on. The seeding for Wimbledon came out today. Carlos Alcaraz, by virtue of his worldwide ranking, is seeded first, one spot ahead of Novak Djokovic, who just beat Alcaraz on clay in Paris. Alcaraz thus becomes the first number one seed not named Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, or Murray since 2003. Wilbon, despite the seedings, don't you see Djokovic as the favorite?
Yes, hell yes. Yes. Djokovic is the GOAT right now. He's the GOAT. Maybe in 18 years, Alcaraz or somebody else will pass the Joker. Maybe Nadal will go to Lourdes and have some miracle recovery, and he'll play 5 more years and win 4 more slams. He'll pass Joker. I know that would make you happy, probably me too.
I don't think the biggest
Joker guys. We don't think so. And
that's
Federer
right.
is, you know, enjoying life being Roger Federer. So Joker's the GOAT. He should be the number one seed at Wimbledon. He's the attraction. He's won like 7 times at Wimbledon. He's won the last 4 times they've actually tried it out on the grass. It's Joker. He's the answer.
So it's interesting. I'm old enough to remember when they played 154. And I'm old enough to remember when Wimbledon made its own seedings, and all these tournaments made their own seedings.
Yeah,
and Wimbledon,
they weren't
slaves to some worldwide ranking. They considered your grass court results. They would have considered the fact that Djokovic has won the last four, and he would have been number one. Because how many Wimbledons has Alcaraz won? None. No Wimbledons is the answer. Right? And he's 4-2 all time at Wimbledon. The other guy's 86-10. 86 wins at Wimbledon. So that's what would have happened. Do I think Djokovic will beat him? Yeah, I do. Alcaraz might win. He just won a grass tournament, but Wimbledon is not a grass tournament. Wimbledon is the grass tournament. And this is what happened to Alcaraz the other day, in Paris. I just want to go back to something,
Mike. Yeah.
Four guys, Murray, Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray, Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer. Okay, Leighton Hewitt was the number one seed. I believe he sent you a pair of shorts after he won, right? Didn't he send you a pair of shorts? He was the number one seed in 2003. Since then, it's four other guys. But Murray is once. Nadal is twice. Djokovic and Federer split 15 times as the number one seed. Wow.
Yeah.
That is domination, Holmes.
It is.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Ronald Acuña Jr. has been quietly having a blank season.
And Bo Naylor's throw was blank. We'll fill in those blanks after the break. People named Joker seem to be having a pretty good run right now.
So Kelleher doubted me when I said that you thought pitching and hitting was not sustainable on the major league level.
I said that level.
No,
no, no. I did say that. I believe that.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for a war of words with Wilbon. What's first?
Ronald Acuña Jr.'s season has been blank.
My word is productive. The first pitch he saw the other night, he hit a home run. That was his 18th. He had another home run in that same game. That was his 19th. At the moment, Mike, he's batting .331. He has 51 RBI and 36 stolen bases. In the last 100 years, only Joe Morgan has had those kinds of numbers before July 1st. He is on pace, as of today, for 73 steals and 38 homers, which means he could be the first 30-60 guy ever of all time.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of at-bats because he leads off on a team that scores a lot of runs, because the Braves at the moment, I believe, are 20-4 in the month of June. So productive is my word.
Tony, he is so productive. And I get the other people you mentioned and why you mentioned them, because they're categories that certain people fit into when you think of. And obviously Barry Bonds has been one of them with the combination of power and speed. But for me, we continue on with old man PTI today. I think of power and speed are associated with one player more than any in the history of baseball, and that would be Willie Mays, and so my word is Maysian. When you, and I understand he steals more bases, okay? And the rules allow that. Baseball has introduced that for the purpose, for the agenda of having more action on the base pass. They want more action in the field of play. That's why they got rid of the defensive shifts. They want people moving around so that people under 50 can pay attention to the game and not their phones. And Ronald Acuña is that right now in the present. But I know you ain't going to disagree because I know who your favorite player of all time was. Then when you talk about power and speed at that level, Willie Mays, right? Maysian.
I actually thought you were going to say Ricky Henderson because he had all those leadoff homers.
Yeah, he did. Well, he had
all those leadoff homers. What's next?
He had a lot of leadoff homers.
What's next?
Bo Naylor's throw last night to second was blank.
My word is balletic. I want everybody to watch this. The pitch he gets is wild, crazy high. He had called for a pitch out thinking the runner was going to go, and he got a pitch way up, and he snares it. Then he turns his entire body around, and he throws the guy out at second base, which is impossible under those circumstances. It's totally impossible. We're not going to see this play again all year. It's a ballet move, and I think we should get Edward Villela, the greatest American ballet dancer of all time, to come on this show and talk about that move.
Well, I'm not going to go ballet. I'm going to stay with one of the great catchers ever, or two of them. My word is pudgy. And you know why it's pudgy, Tony? Because Pudge Rodriguez, in any sort of conversation about who could throw out the most base runners or who had the greatest arm from behind the plate from a squat, Pudge Rodriguez appears near the top of that list. And, of course, he's in the Hall of Fame. And so is Pudge Fisk, Carlton Fisk, who the nickname came for and that association. And so that's what I'm thinking of. Let me just say this. The pitcher gets an assist, Tony, sadly, because he was hung out to dry. The catcher, whether or not it was discussed that the pitch out was coming, he moves to his right and gets his right hand out there late. And the pitcher is already gathered and starting the early moments of his movement to the plate. And so the catcher's not out there. That's why the pitch is high and over the plate, because the catcher wasn't out there early enough. I don't care what was said after the game.
It's an amazing move by the catcher to get back in and catch that ball and then to turn around? Really?
Yes.
That's the final one. Let's take one last break. Still to come, we have an official height for Victor Wembanyama. He went to the NFL combine to get that height.
Wow. Simone Biles reportedly ready to compete again. How about Wembanyama and Simone Biles in a side-by-side selfie? How about that?
Yeah, it's hard to get a lens that big.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 26th birthday, Shakur Stevenson. Stevenson has already been the WBO featherweight champion and the WBO and WBC super featherweight champion. Now he has moved up to lightweight and is challenging the undisputed lightweight champion Devin Haney to fight. Stevenson is 20-0 with 10 knockouts. Haney is 30-0 with 15 knockouts. So you'd think a fight between them would have some traction. Stevenson, who is from Newark, New Jersey, won a silver medal for the United States in the bantamweight class of the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Stevenson moved up to lightweight when he could no longer make weight at super featherweight and relinquished his super featherweight and junior lightweight belts last September.
There's not enough boxing in the world. I know I speak for you when I say MMA, we ain't buying it. It's so brutal. It's so over-the-top violent. And I like, it's like, how can you say that and love boxing? I do. There's a big gulf between the two sports to me. Any weight class. I love Stevenson. I love watching it. I want more boxing.
Happy anniversary, Frank Thomas and Craig Biggio. On this day 16 years ago, the two eventual Hall of Famers each reached a notable milestone. Thomas, then with the Blue Jays, hit his 500th career home run, a three-run shot in the Metrodome. Only 28 people have hit 500 or more home runs. The Big Hurt then argued a call in the ninth inning and became the first player ever to be ejected on the day he hit his 500th home run. Biggio got five hits against Colorado to reach 3,000 hits. Only 33 people have 3,000 or more hits. Biggio now watches his son Kevin play for Toronto, and Thomas sells some sort of Viagra in TV commercials.
He does not. It's a testosterone booster, eugenics, nugenics. Come on, and she'll
Viagra.
Like it too, apparently. Apparently.
It's Viagra. What are you talking about? Viagra.
Come on.
Happy trails to a home run for Juan Soto. The former Washington National probably thought he had an opposite field home run to left last night. But another former National, Josh Palacios, went up and over the wall and brought it back. This is another in a seemingly endless series of great defensive plays we see almost every night. Pirates won the game 9-4. They were wearing really cool uniforms,
great catch.
Mike. Palacios went 1-for-4 batting leadoff.
My bar is, would Roberto Clemente have worn it? If the answer is no, and I think all those uniforms, including the black and yellow that they've worn now, I think, Tony, we would never have seen Roberto Clemente in them. I think they came after him. Stargell wore them, all the great other Pittsburgh players, but not Roberto, I don't think.
Pittsburgh has been very innovative on uniforms over the years.
Yeah, they were
probably
early on.
More than
they got
yeah, probably
right
more than
the
any
Sox,
other place,
sure.
Except for the White Sox, who had people wear shorts at
hot
one
pants.
Point.
Yeah,
I like these alternate jerseys that relate
the
to your city. Washington
the city
has them with cherry blossoms. I like them. No, I do, and they wear them on the weekends.
The Wizards ones are
games.
Terrible. They're like,
I didn't
get
say
that
the Wizards.
Cherry blossoms.
I didn't say the Wizards. We're not talking about the Wizards
it's a
here.
Washington
we're
team.
Talking
you better
about
claim
baseball.
Them. Claim all
baseball.
Of Washington.
No.
You're
no,
in the basement.
No. One
we're
omission.
An attic.
The
you
NFLPA named Lloyd Howell from Booz Allen as
Lloyd,
its new executive
my
director.
Man.
You know him.
Congratulations,
right?
Yeah. Lloyd and Patricia. Yes, glad to hear that.
Let's go to the big finish. Adam Schefter reports that the NFL will suspend a handful of players for the entire season for gambling violations. Your thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts on this yet. And once these leagues decide to be partners with all these gambling entities, it's going to be hard to convince me that it matters as much. It's just that's me. Luis Arraez went 2-for-5 against the Sox last night, stayed at 399. Your reaction?
My reaction is that we're almost at July 1st, and to have somebody flirting with 400 is wonderful, and I want to watch it. USA Gymnastics says Simone Biles plans to compete in the U.S. Classic in August. Is that a big deal?
She's the GOAT. Anytime, and it's a warm-up for the Nationals, you can see Simone Biles. Run to your ticket counter and see Simone Biles. The Spurs officially measured Victor Wembanyama at 7 feet, 3.5 inches. How are you feeling about that?
I would have had the over. I would have had 7-4. So, I guess I'm a little surprised because people were going up as high as 7-5. Little surprised.
Yeah,
last one,
crazy.
NHL draft tonight. Who do you think gets drafted after Connor Bedard as if you're going to watch?
I really don't care, and I'm going to click over to something else. Kevin Weeks has Adam Fantilli going number 2 to the Ducks. We'll
Weeksy.
Take Weeksy's word, right? We believe
him.
Yeah, Weeksy.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, number 1 tonight, Tone. Watch that NHL draft. Bedard coming hard.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number 1 selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.